Entering the op center always gave Cabrillo a charge. It was the sleek design, the quiet hum of the computers, and the thought of all the power that could be controlled from this room. Not just the Oregon's revolutionary engines, but also the awesome firepower the vessel could unleash at a moment's notice. Holly had a steaming mug of coffee ready for him. Cabrillo grunted his thanks and took a sip.
Tell me what you've got.
As you know, the computer automatically scans every frequency in the radio spectrum. When it detected something transmitting at the ELF level, it paused to record the signal, and when it recognized the beginning of the word, it alerted me. When I got here, this is what has been sent so far.
He tilted his flat panel so Cabrillo could see what was on the screen. Oregon.
That's it?
Juan didn't try to hide his disappointment.
ELF waves are incredibly long, upward of 2,200 miles. It's their length that lets them circle the globe and penetrate deep into the ocean. Basically, an ELF transmitter turns the Earth into a giant antenna. The downside is it takes a long time to send anything, and submarines can't reply because they can't carry a transmitter of their own. That's why the Navy abandoned the whole system. It was just too inefficient.
Remind me why a sub can't carry an ELF system.
The antenna alone is roughly 30 miles long, and even though it's only an 8-watt signal, it would use more electricity than a sub's reactor has the surplus capacity for. But the biggest reason is, a transmitter has to be located in an area with extremely low ground conductivity in order to avoid the absorption of the radio waves. There are only a handful of places in the world where you can send in the ELF band, and a submarine definitely isn't one of them. Going back through the logs, Holly continued, I found that there was another ELF transmission on this same frequency at 10 o'clock last night. It consisted of only a random jumble of ones and zeros. I have the mainframe trying to crack it, if it is a code, but I'm not optimistic.
The letter I appeared on Holly's screen, followed 60 seconds later by the letter T.
This is worse than pulling teeth, Juan remarked. Besides us, who else has built ELF antennas?
Just the Soviets. Their only use is to contact submarines in deep water and over great distances. There's no other reason to set one up.
So if ours were dismantled, then it has to be the Russians.
We'll know in a minute. Holly then amended. Well, 10 or 15.
And so they waited, as a letter a minute appeared on the computer. So far, they had Oregon ITSMA. When the next letter came through, Juan stared at it for a second before letting out a triumphant whoop. It was the letter X.
What is it? Holly asked.
It's Max, the crafty SOB. He's found a way to contact us on the ELF band.
Holly suddenly cursed.
The responsivists have their own ELF transmitter.
What the heck for?
Juan asked, before giving the answer.
If they're releasing toxins on cruise ships, an ELF transmitter would allow you to synchronize an attack all over the planet.
Cabrillo was burning with impatience at how slowly Max's message was coming through, but he was still fighting a sleep debt he could barely pay the interest on.
Holly, this is taking forever. I'm going back to my cabin. Wake me when you have everything, and I want you to pinpoint their transmission site. This takes precedence over everything else. Get Eric to help with whatever you need.
He turned to the computer, as if Max Hanley could hear him.
I don't know how you're pulling this off, but you, my friend, are a piece of work.